Alright folks, buckle up because we're diving headfirst into something super important today, how to handle stress like a champ. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can say strike three? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than the Declaration of Independence and deadlines are breathing down your neck? Yeah, we've all been there. But here is the thing, stress isn't going anywhere anytime soon. It's a part of life, but it doesn't have to rule our lives. That's where today's episode comes in. We're talking about building up your own arsenal of healthy coping mechanisms. Think of them as your secret weapons against the daily grind. Now, I'm not saying you'll suddenly become a Zen master overnight. But trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll have some serious tools to navigate those stressful situations with more grace, resilience, and maybe even a little bit of that inner badass. First off, let's ditch those toxic coping mechanisms. Yeah, I'm talking about the bag of chips you devour after every bad email or the bottle of wine that magically appears when your boss assigns another project on top of a mountain of work. Those might offer temporary relief, but they're like duct tape solutions. They might hold for now, but they'll just lead to more problems down the line. Instead, let's focus on building healthy habits that actually nourish your mind and body. One crucial thing is mindfulness. It's not about meditating for hours on end, though that can be great. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Think of it like pausing the mental movie reel every now and then just to take a deep breath and appreciate where you are right now. Next up, exercise. I know, another one you've probably heard a million times. But hear me out, physical activity is like hitting the reset button on your brain. It releases those feel-good endorphins that help combat stress hormones and leave you feeling more energized and focused. You don't have to run a marathon, even a brisk walk or some yoga can make a world of difference. Remember those creative hobbies you used to enjoy? That painting class, the pottery wheel, writing poetry in your journal. Now's the time to dust them off. Engaging in activities that bring you joy and allow you to express yourself creatively can be incredibly therapeutic. Plus, it gives your brain a much-needed break from those stressful thoughts. Sleep is another non-negotiable when it comes to stress management. Think of it as your body's way of recharging during sleep. Your brain processes information, consolidates memories, and repairs itself. When you're chronically sleep-deprived, stress levels skyrocket, and everything feels more overwhelming. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep every night. Your future self will thank you. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling a demanding job, family responsibilities, and trying to squeeze in some self-care. She feels overwhelmed and starts reaching for that extra cup of coffee, a late-night snack for comfort. But then she remembers our conversation today. She starts incorporating mindfulness exercises into her day, just taking a few minutes to focus on her breath during her commute or before a stressful meeting. She also decides to lace up her sneakers and go for a walk after work, letting the fresh air and movement melt away the tension. And most importantly, she prioritizes getting 7 minutes, 8 hours of sleep each night, allowing herself to fully recharge and face the next day with more energy and resilience. See how that makes all the difference? So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build your own stress management toolkit. Remember, folks, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns, but by cultivating these healthy coping mechanisms, you can navigate them with grace, strength, and even a little bit of joy. Ready to put these strategies into action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a stress management boost. And let me know in the comments what your favorite healthy coping mechanism is. I'm always looking for new ideas. Until next time, keep on striving and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.